You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, the weekend is coming up. Of course, we are into summer movie season already.
It's Friday.
And that means we're supposed to be going to the movies and enjoying really great films.
No, it's summer blockbuster. This is kitsch season.
Well, I guess, but at least they should be good. I mean, Jurassic Park is a summer blockbuster, but it's a good film. I mean, it's an enjoyable film.
I love the dinosaurs.
Kind of setting it up for disappointment here, but I don't mean to. Joining us this morning, Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, not only co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast, but Rafer's film critic for Newsday, and Kristen is culture
than
producer
meets the eye.
For The Takeaway. That's right. And the reason he's singing that lame theme song is that Transformers 3 comes out, Dark Side of the Moon, highly anticipated, Shia LaBeouf, and it sounds like neither of you liked it.
And let's just stipulate at the top, what you say is totally irrelevant because it's going to make $200 million.
That's right. Oh. That's right. That's right. That's the fun of being a critic.
That's great.
All right. So what was wrong with it?
It was way too long. It was 2.5 hours long.
Yep. Wow.
It was incredibly boring. It was, at the same time, both overly complicated and underdeveloped.
More than meets the eye.
And the final fight sequence, I kid you not, lasted more than a half hour.
Holy cow.
So there was a certain point where I just really wished all the robots would kill the humans and make the movie end. I just wanted it to all end.
That's the next movie.
Rafer's agreeing.
Yeah. Also, I think a very, very mean-spirited film. I think the Transformers, for some reason, it's got a lot more sort of robot-on-robot violence with sort of heads being torn off and kind of bloody oil being oozed. The humans are vaporized. They leave behind sort of fleshless skulls. And
you were expecting a love story?
No, but I mean,
Weir kind of religious sort of thing.
I was expecting Walkabout. The first Transformers films were so good at walking this kind of line between being a violent action flick and being a kid's flick, and this one does not seem like a kid's flick to me.
All right. Well, let's move on from Transformers then, since you're both thumbs down on that, and move on to the one which a number of people are highly anticipating, mainly because they like both Julie Roberts and Tom Hanks. Larry Crown opens.
You ready for your final?
Well, you'll find out.
I drew the order last night.
And?
You're last.
Lucky me.
Thank you, by the way.
What did I do?
Kept our secret.
Oh, yeah. I don't do many things well, but I can keep a secret.
Gentlemen do.
Okay, people love to see Tom Hanks in a romantic comedy. And that really quickly, I want to remind you of the trivia question, which is Tom Hanks' most common, he's there with Julie Roberts, his most common romantic comedy partner is, of course, Meg Ryan. That's who he's associated with. So the trivia question is, how many movies did he make with Meg Ryan? If you have the answer to it, put it at our Facebook page. So his new movie, Larry Crown with Julie Roberts, what's the judgment?
I think you can tell with that clip that it's just a snooze. There's no chemistry between these two whatsoever, which is, in a way, not surprising. I mean, I never really think of these two as being the kind that generate like crackling sexual chemistry.
Less
than meets the eye. I mean, I don't think either one of them has ever done what you'd call a steamy sex scene. Really?
Who would want? Well, Julia maybe.
Julia
Tom
maybe,
Hanks,
but not
steamy
Tom.
Sex scene.
But the two of them, it's just
Beethoven.
It's two nice people falling in like. And it's just not that exciting. I think that's a great assessment, Rafer.
It was very boring. That one clip there was actually the sexiest scene probably in the whole movie.
just
to give you an idea. And I love them both. I really love them. But I feel one of the problems also was Tom Hanks in trying to play the nice everyman kind of routinely fell back on playing Forrest Gump throughout the movie. Just because you're at community college doesn't mean that you're slow.
Guy needs a chainsaw to give himself some edge, I think.
That's right.
There's your takeaway there. Okay, so we've got Transformers 3, which is going to make a ton of money, but Rafer and Kristen say don't see it. Larry Crown, we don't know how much money it'll make. Rafer and Kristen still say don't go see it. And here's the last one, which I assume you hate it. It's a teen chick flick, Monte Carlo, and it stars a Selena Gomez.
You got to get out of here.
Why? This is all paid for. You never leave when it's paid for.
This is too crazy. They're gonna see right through me.
Grace, you'll be fine. Here is the plan. We go to that ball. Real Cordelia gets to play hooky for a few days. And we all get the vacation that I deserve.
Okay, so this is a sort of a Prince and the Pauper switch-up sort of movie. What did we think of this one?
I actually really enjoyed it. I think it was the movie of the week. And it might be just because Transformers and Larry Crown were so torturously awful. I mean, yes, it's a made-for-TV ABC film, ABC family. But at the same time, I don't have a problem with made-for-TV movies.
But let's just, for consumer alert here, if you've already seen, if you had to sit through Transformers 3 and Larry Crown, then you're going to like Selena Gomez? What if you just walk in off the street?
You know what, though? Here's the thing. I really liked it, too.
All right.
I actually really enjoyed it.
I am nearly speechless.
It's fun. It's light. It's sugary. The acting is actually pretty good. Leighton Meester and Katie Cassidy are pretty good in it. I mean, it's not bad for what it is. It's a little bonbon of a movie, but it's really fun.
Could this be because you went in with low expectations?
It's possible.
That might be possible. But I also think if you are going in for a chick flick, what else should you expect?
Yeah.
Oh, kind of like that's the equivalent of a summer beach read.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
A young adult summer beach read.
All right. So you need to be a young adult? No, you guys, both are still young. But
we have a skewed perspective, I think, because we sit through so much other stuff. But I think if you're over, say, 24, the film is probably not going to speak to you very, it's not really going to resonate with you. But if you're 14, I think you're going to love it.
All right. So actually enjoyment for the, from both of our critics, from Monte Carlo with starring Selena Gomez. No Transformers, no Larry Crown.
I'm thinking Transformers.
Yes, Monte Carlo.
I think.
All right. Michael Bay needs the money.
Let's get to our trivia question here. Tom Hanks. As you said, no chemistry with Julia Roberts in the movie that he's in now, Larry Crown, but plenty of chemistry between Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan in their movies that they've made together. How many movies have they made?
Three.
I only know two.
I'm saying three. You've got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle, and Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh, good one.
Joe versus the Volcano is the pick of our director, but yes, you are absolutely right. I was actually surprised, so was the producer, Leo Duran. I thought they made more.
She plays three characters in that movie, too. So
killed her career being paired with Tom Hanks, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Totally destroyed her
only
career.
Only three, although the chemistry was so good. They are the quintessential romantic comedy couple at this point. Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, you can catch their Movie Date podcast at our website or subscribe to it on iTunes. Rafer, film critic for Newsday. Kristen, culture producer for The Takeaway. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.